Good evening. I call this March 5th, 2024, meeting of the Planning Commission to order. My name is Darrell Bozinger. I am the chairman of the Planning Commission. My pleasure to welcome you here tonight. It's a public meeting and you're encouraged to be part of the process. Please participate, ask questions, share your thoughts. We have several rules to help keep proceed in an orderly manner. Ask you to keep them in mind. Turn off your cell phones. If you need to make a call or take a call, please step out the chamber. When you wish to speak, simply raise your hand. I will recognize you and ask you to come to the podium. Secretary Jones must record who you are, so please state your name, spell your last name, and state your address. Keep your remarks brief, about 3 minutes, so others have a chance. I think we'll have plenty of time. However, you focus your comments and we'll keep track of time. This meeting is being conducted in accordance with the Nebraska Open Meetings Law. A copy of the Open Meetings Law is at each exit. I'll now call for a roll call of members.
Bozinger?
Here.
Pleska?
Here.
Pounds?
Here.
Kading?
Here.
Huber? Radner? Schroeder? Boswell?
Here.
Heinrich?
Here.
I'm looking for the approval of the minutes for February 6, 2024 meeting.
Move to approve the minutes for February 6th.
I'll second that.
Move by Boswell, second by Kading. That's all right.
Third by Allen.
Please vote.
All commission members present voting aye.
I'll open a public hearing to consider of the proposed plan of annexation of the following described real estate and map and make recommendation thereon of the annexation to the Blair City Council. Tax lots 280 and 252 in section 13, township 18, north range 11, east of the 6 p.m. and tax lots 15, 42, 43, 47, and 48 in section 18, township 18, north range 12, east of the 6 p.m. and tax lots 66 and 67 in section 19, township 18 north, range 12 east of the 6 p.m., including those portions of County Road P35A and U.S. Highway 75 adjoining the above listed tax lots, all in Washington County. Who is that? Who's that, Aaron?
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, Planning Commission. It's deja vu all over again. We brought this before you on December 5th, and what happened here is I think what happened was is we had a request by the property owner to rezone the area, and as we move forward, I think. The assumption is that the property owner was in concurrence with this annexation. And there are two different ways to annex property. The process that we followed that you all heard before was the process that one would take annexing a property that the owner was in agreement with or had requested. We're going back through the process again because it's come to our attention that one of the property owners involved does not concur with the annexation at this time. I think he's here tonight and present, and he would probably like to speak to you about this. So tonight we're going to open this public hearing considering the annexation plan. The annexation plan that was presented to you on the 5th of December is the exact same as we were seeing this evening. The reason we're here this evening is because we want to make sure that we're crossing all the T's, dotting all the I's, and making sure that we have followed the proper procedure based on the circumstances that we're now aware of. So, if you have any questions of me, I'd be happy to take them.
Yeah, Aaron. Did it go to the council?
It went to the council. If you recall, on December 5th, This body approved it unanimously. It went to the council. It was read three times. The ordinance was approved, and we thought everything was the right way. One of the property owners came forward and said he was not in concurrence with this, so we're going back, we're adding this step, and we're going to go through the process all over again.
Why are we annexing this? Is this for that company that's coming in or something?
We're not for annexing.
It was to be developed?
It is going to be developed, yes.
And who's developing it?
I'll just say there's a big difference between a letter of intent and a ribbon cutting, but we're moving forward with the development that you heard before.
Okay. So is that the owner who doesn't want it?
I'll let the owner speak for himself.
Okay.
Okay, this is the area that we were talking about here, just south of the Dollar General property. Here's the railhead, Highway 75, and the south parking lot entrance right here. Here's another overhead view. Here's Living Hope Church. Here's a piece of property that is, I believe it's owned by Luxa Construction, and this property here is owned by Mr. Harper. Just another highlighted view of the property. Here is the map that is in your packet that by statute we're required to provide you and the legal description. And you see the yellow boundary here. Once the plan is approved by council and move forward, that will be the future property line. Then it also includes the highway right-of-way and County Road P35 up to the railhead. The exact same footprint that we talked about before.
Didn't we have some questions? I know I did before. If you're doing this and it's ag right now, correct?
Correct.
Whatever you're going to do, is it going to change the taxes on that if it stays ag?
There's been some recent legislation that Starter could apply to the county assessor and have this area green belted.
So if it's undeveloped, it could be green belted if it continues
correct.
Agricultural use?
Correct.
Okay. Which would?
And under our zoning, he could continue to farm.
Okay. With no real effect on
that's
tax status if it's green belted. Mm-hmm. Is that something the property owner has to apply for?
He would have to go to the county assessor's office and request that.
Okay.
Aaron, what did we change? We changed the future land use map, right?
Yeah, and the zoning.
And the zoning.
Yes.
But it's still so ag. But
well, row crops are authorized under the present zoning.
Okay.
So yeah, if you recall, the highway frontage here had been highway commercial.
Right.
And we changed it to light industrial, and then the back half here was changed to heavy industrial.
Okay, but it's not ag anymore, but
it currently is not ag land,
right.
But row crops are an accepted use.
Yes.
By right.
Right, got it. Any more questions of staff? Thank you, Aaron. Is there any comments from the public? Please come up, state your name, spell it, address.
Hey, hello. My name is Brent Arp, owner of the ground. Address is 8722 County Road 27 in Blair.
Could you spell your last name?
Just ARP.
Thank you.
I do have a couple of concerns. Number one, I happened to notice tonight where he said there would be no change in the tax structure. I don't believe that is correct. When you're annexed into the city, there's two new mill levies that will be included on the tax structure that I'm presently not paying for. My other two concerns is the what almost seems to be the speed at which the city is trying to annex this in. I don't quite understand that. My biggest concern is the purpose of why they're annexing this in. Normally, from what I understand, when a community annexes ground, like it was mentioned tonight, there's one of two reasons. One, the property owner requests it. I did not. I didn't even know about it. and two, normally when they annex property, it's because there's development already on the property. There is no development on this property currently. So I'm confused why the city is trying to annex this. Is there a reason why the city cannot wait until if and when this property does sell and then proceed with the annexation? Those are my concerns.
I'll see if we can, when once you're done, I'll ask the city to maybe try to address your concerns.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Aaron, or someone wanted to address his questions about the speed and why we're doing it at this time.
Yeah, thank you. Phil Green, City Administrator. Again, Jeff Byerman sends his greetings. He's off at the State Planning and Zoning Conference, heading out to Kearney tonight, so that's why he's not here tonight. I guess a couple things to just bring your attention. You know, part of the question, I think, went back to valuation and the value of the land versus the taxing. He's exactly right. Obviously, if it's in the city limits, all of a sudden now you're going to be paying some city tax, where if you're outside the city limits, you bring someone paying that. But we don't anticipate that just simply this action of annexing a parcel will change the valuation of that. But again, ultimately, valuations are determined by the county assessor and not necessarily the city. It's technically not true that that undeveloped land is not annexed. Oftentimes it is. The requirement for state statute is that the land has to be urban or suburban in nature. And that is a great lawyerly phrase that is debated a lot by different individuals over what exactly does that mean to be urban or suburban in nature. But primarily what the courts have usually looked at is, number one, is it contiguous to the city limits? And so you're not reaching too far out from where the existing city limits are. And then the key issue is, what about city services? Which is really what the plan is all about. And that's why we spend a lot of time to put together a plan. And that plan deals with both the physical infrastructure of water, sewer, street improvements, if those would be necessary for property. This obviously is surrounded by the highway. It's got utilities nearby. Water main runs right down Highway 75. So it's prime land able to be developed. So clearly, it's, you know, if it's not urban in nature, and it's always a little bit more difficult in a small town, when you describe anything as being urban, in a sense, people think larger communities, but it's clearly suburban in nature to the city of Blair, because it's right next door to everything. So we didn't put this in the slide deck, but I do have a picture out of the comprehensive plan that was done back in 2015, and this is one of the parcels that was identified even way back in 2015 as being on the map for potential annexations. It clearly always has been. It's been, you know, something that we've shown economically and economic development for many, many years. So it's just kind of primed for development. That's one of the reasons why I think the city's interested in it right now. It's a philosophical choice, ultimately, that the elected officials make. It's kind of a recommendation then ultimately from you on whether now's the right time to annex it or not. I fully understand nobody likes to pay taxes. And so if you can hold on to some property, not have to pay taxes on it, and then have it developed, and then the new buyer gets it annexed right away. You know, that would obviously be preferable for many people. But from the community's perspective, I think it's important to bring parcels in now. It just kind of helps settle the question. Sometimes you have land purchasers or developers who make a big deal of, well, we're interested, but not if you're going to annex us right away. And so it becomes almost a stumbling block. Sometimes it's better just to take care of it ahead of time. We happen to have elected officials now that are maybe a little bit more aggressive than they've been in years past. This is probably not the only undeveloped parcel that they'll be bringing to you. But again, it does need to meet, kind of be in concurrence, if you will, with the current comprehensive plan. And this one clearly, I think, from a staff perspective, meets that obligation. Any other questions on kind of the process?
I have one.
Yeah.
Can the annexation be contingent on the sale of the property?
There's no provisions in statute that would necessarily do that. I mean, I think ultimately you have to speak your conscience. If you feel like, well, it's undeveloped and currently is still owned by, the landowner who's farmed it, therefore you just don't think it's appropriate to annex, then, you know, that can be your choice. There's no mechanism where you can say, well, we'll approve the annexation now but not have it go forward until sometime in the future when it develops. If that's what you're talking about.
I'm just thinking out loud, because when we had this meeting, we met with the group of people and all of that, and I thought this was pretty much a done deal when they were moving in there, from what I understood.
Mm-hmm.
And if that isn't what's happening, why do we want to change it?
And again, you never know what the future holds. The current industry that's looking at this particular site is continuing to move forward with their due diligence. They've got a letter of intent that's been signed since that time that wasn't in existence the last time this was talked about. But you can't ever guarantee that something's always going to happen.
Is there like a time limit on those letters of intent? I'm not a salesperson.
I don't do a lot of commercial, but it just kind of depends. If this is annexed and that other one falls through, which happens all the time in real estate, does this make it more appealing to a new person coming in to build on it or to purchase the land, to develop it?
And again, that is always going to depend upon the developer. Just as I said previously, that sometimes there's the concern that it's not annexed and I really don't want to get annexed if we move forward with the development. There may be some out there who look at it and say, well, when I'm comparing different communities, maybe I can go someplace where I'm not annexed, and they may evaluate what the tax structure is. It's just one of those hard issues. I think ultimately our advice to the elected officials always is do what's best long-term for the community. And communities need to continue to grow. That's just how the system works. And so annexing land that's urban and suburban in nature and has a plan for being able to get utilities to it, it may be another 10 years before it's actually developed. But at least all the utilities are there and things ready for it to be developed and receive the services that the community can offer.
And tell me again why this owner didn't know about this? Were there two of them?
And that's, I'll take the blame, because we didn't follow the process as Aaron was talking about. Normally the process would be that, again, it kind of starts with the comprehensive plan. It's been in there, as I said, since 2015. Maybe it was even in the previous one before that. When the time comes, the very first action, which has now been done, is the city council passes a resolution saying that we're interested as a community in looking at this particular parcel. They review the plan that had been put forward by staff that was done the last time. And then a public hearing is going to be held. We take it first to the Planning Commission. There will be a public hearing, not on the next council meeting, but on the second one for the month of March. That'll be an official public hearing, just to invite the public to be able to, you know, comment on whether they feel like this is an appropriate area to be brought into the city limits or not. Assuming if that's approved that night, then the council will move forward with the very first vote on the ordinance. Again, it calls for three separate readings of that, which they've already previously done, but again, we were operating kind of under the abbreviated version of how you can annex property. I can tell you, at least from the perspective of myself and Mike Rooks, we thought the property owner knew that we were going to be annexing it. We knew that he wasn't really interested in having it done, but we felt like he knew about it. His question to me, rightfully so, got me thinking about this back after the last third reading, was why I never officially received anything from the city saying that this was something you were going to do. And that is one of the requirements, that you're supposed to let the property owners know. So we kind of stopped, reevaluated, said, yep, we kind of followed the brief, abbreviated process, didn't do the full process, and so therefore we're going back through the process again, just to make sure we're legal on everything.
So just so I fully understand, so even though it went through the three readings and was passed at City Council, that annexation is not binding at this point then?
Well, we're not acting as if it is binding.
Okay.
And so we've agreed to go back through this process. Okay. And then assuming that...
It's kind of a goodwill gesture to go...
Correct.
Back through the
process. Okay. Correct. Yeah. So we haven't, you know, submitted anything more to the state or anything like that than what we had done by the time we realized we stubbed our toe. And so, okay, let's kind of just stop everything in place. Let's go back to the very beginning and do this over.
It partly sounds a little bit like we want to annex this now, in case something gets developed, because it could get developed in the county, and then we'd have trouble annexing, possibly.
Yeah, I mean, no matter who owns it, no matter what they do with it, nobody likes to get annexed. Nobody likes to pay more taxes. And so it's kind of the elected officials, I think, have to ultimately struggle with, number one, does this fit to be part of our community? Is it appropriate? Do we have the resources that are available to be able to bring it into the city limits and provide the kind of services, again, water, sewer, streets, police protection, fire protection, all those kinds of things that you look at. From my perspective, as a staff member, I'm always going to be encouraging the elected officials to go ahead and annex something. If it's prime for development, I'd rather see it in the city limits. Sometimes that's an encouragement then to the property owner to go ahead and let it get developed and let it, reach its highest and best use.
So how many different property owners does this affect?
I think there's three different ones. The main property owner, the church, and that one other lot that's there.
Okay, and he's the only one here tonight?
Right.
There's a representative of the church.
Look. Okay.
So my question is this. We started this when this company came in because they wanted this, so we're going to annex it, but the property owners didn't know this was going on to annex it. Now we're going to go through the process of letting the property owners know we want to annex this because this company wants to come in.
Well, no, because Aaron alluded to that we're not doing this because the potential future company requested it. We're doing it because the elected officials decided this is property that should be in the city limits. It could be developed at any time. It's got the infrastructure nearby. It should be in the city limits. But it has nothing to do, and they didn't request it. In fact, I brought it to their attention during one of our meetings to simply let them know that we're planning to annex this. Hope that doesn't cause you to look elsewhere. But this is we've been told that this is important to elected officials that be in the same lines.
Basically, we're going to annex it no matter what business might move in, that business or some other business. We're just trying to get inside the city, so
But that business coming in is what made you think about annexing
this. No.
So
we've been talking about this since I applied for this job.
Are there similar parcels of ground that are in a similar situation? I mean, it seems like this may have been kind of what they're alluding to. Is it kind of sparked the conversation, hey, maybe we should annex this. Is there other situations out there that are similar?
There are other parcels that, again, we've been talking about, and some we've been talking about for years that potentially could be annexed. And again, one of the pieces of conversation when I got hired was how aggressive does this council want to be in trying to move forward with development, both residential development as well as continuing our good industrial development.
When this gets annexed, how soon will his taxes go up? Is it within a month?
Well, again,
if the
city tax piece wouldn't be applied until the next round of assessments would be done.
So
next year they'd be applied and then paid the year after that.
Anything else? Thank you, Bill.
Thank you.
Anything else from the audience? Anyone else want to speak on this issue? Seeing none, I'll close the public hearing and see what the committee would like to do.
I don't know. This is tough.
Well, to get this going, I'm going to make a motion to approve the annexation, and then we can see if anyone wants to submit. Would anyone second that or not?
I'll second.
So a motion is made by Bolzer, second by Boswell, to approve the annexation.
Heinrich.
I'm sorry. I saw you say me. Is there any further discussions or amendments before we vote? Seeing none, please vote.
Commission members voting aye, Boswell, Kading, Pounds, Bozeger, Heinrich, voting nay, Poleska.
So we have a quorum. That's a, it will go to the city council then in 3 weeks.
Correct. Yeah, so it'll be on the 26th. Again, they'll have a separate item, which is going to be that public hearing. And as part of that, we'll make a presentation that you all have recommended, that it's in conformance with the city's comprehensive plan. So we appreciate that recommendation. You know, as with everything that the Planning Commission does, whether it's a positive recommendation or a recommendation against, it still goes to the City Council.
Right.
They ultimately have the decision, and we'll make that final choice.
Okay.
Thank you.
Is there a report from the staff?
Nothing else that I have to share tonight. Again, thank you very much. That's the only item on the agenda.
Okay. Who wants to adjourn?
I make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion by Boswell, second by Kading to adjourn. Please vote.
All commission members present voting aye.
Thank you.